Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
Pardon me a moment, I've got a little technical difficulty. All right. We're going to be in the book of Leviticus. You know, actually, the Lord is calling to Moses in this book also. And really, he's connecting Leviticus with the book of Exodus. So, we're going to continue on here with it now and see what else can be added. Chapter 1, verse 1. And the Lord called unto Moses and spake unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, If any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, you shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd and of the flock. If this offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. Now we know about the building of the tabernacle, how it was built and all. Now he's to offer this sacrifice at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. Number 4. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. He's offering this for himself and for his sins, for his atonement. Verse 5, and he shall kill the bullock before the Lord, and the priest, Aaron's sons, shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood around about upon the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and he shall slay the burnt offering and cut it into his pieces. And the sons of Aaron, the priest, shall put the fire upon the altar and lay the wood in order upon the fire. And the priests, Aaron's sons, shall lay the parts, the head, and the fat in order upon the wood that is on the fire, which is upon the altar. But his inwards and his legs shall he wash in water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. 10. And if his offering be of the flock, namely of the sheep or of the goats, for a burnt sacrifice, he shall bring in a male without blemish, and he shall kill it on the side of the altar, northward, before the Lord and the priests. Aaron's sons shall sprinkle his blood round about upon the altar. You know, God is telling them exactly what to do, just what to use, how to use it, and where to put it, even on the fire. Now, but today, mankind don't want to listen to God's word in the New Testament that's been given to him, because he don't want to do nothing God's telling him to do. He's going to do everything God told him not to do. 12. And he shall cut it into his pieces with his head and his fat, and the priest shall lay them in order on the wood that is on the fire, which is upon the altar. But he shall wash the inwards and the legs with water, just like he did for the bull and all. And the priest shall bring in all the burnt it upon the altar. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And if the burnt sacrifice for his offering to the Lord be of fowls, then he shall bring his offering of turtle doves or of young pigeons. And the priest shall bring it unto the altar and wring off his head, and burn it on the altar, and the blood thereof shall be wrung out at the side of the altar. And he shall pluck away his crop with his feathers, and cast it beside the altar on the east part by the place of the ashes. And he shall cleave it with the wings thereof, but shall not divide it asunder. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar, upon the wood that is on the fire. It is a burnt offering, a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. You see, they are not to come up with anything on their own. Just really like you and I. The Lord and his word in the New Testament tells you and I exactly how to walk, what to do, what to say. We're told it all, just like they were. Right down to just certain places to place everything, they were told. But today, we don't have all that to go through. All we have to do is obey the word of God and do what it tells us to do. No arguments about it. It's plain and truthful. And it's all truth. Now, that brought us to the end of chapter 1. Chapter 2. We're going to be dealing with the law of meat offerings. Verse 1. And when any will offer a meat offering unto the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it, and put frankincense thereon, and he shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests, and he shall take thereof his handful of the flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar, to be an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. They called it a meat offering because, you see, it was from food. Now, verse 3. And the raiment of the meat offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a thing most holy of the offering of the Lord made by fire. And if thou bring an oblation of a meat offering baked in the oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour mingled with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. Doesn't leave anything out, does he? No. 5. And if thy oblation be a meat offering baked in a pan, it shall be of fine flour unleavened, mingled with oil. Thou shalt part it in pieces and pour oil thereon. It is a meat offering. And if thy oblation be a meat offering baked in the frying pan, it shall be made of fine flour with oil. And thou shalt bring the meat offering that is made of these things unto the Lord. And when it is presented unto the priest, he shall bring it unto the altar. And the priest shall take from the meat offering a memorial thereof, and shall burn it upon the altar. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And that which is left of the meat offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a thing most holy of the offering of the Lord made by fire. Now, 11. No meat offering which you shall bring unto the Lord shall be made with leaven. In other words, there can be no leaven in it. We all know what leaven is. In our day and time, that's yeast. That's to help make it rise and all. Now here, they can't have none of that. For you shall burn no leaven, nor any honey, in any offering of the Lord made by fire. As for the oblation of the first fruits, ye shall offer them unto the Lord, but they shall not be burnt on the altar for a sweet savor. And every oblation of thy meat offering shall thou season with salt, neither shall thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from thy meat offering. With all thine offering thou shalt offer salt. Salt's got to go with it. 14. And if thou offer a meat offering of thy first fruits unto the Lord, thou shalt offer for the meat offering of thy first fruits green ears of corn, dried by the fire, even corn beaten out of full ears. And thou shalt put oil upon it and lay frankincense thereon. It is a meat offering. And the priest shall burn the memorial of it, part of the beaten corn thereof, and part of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. All right, now. I know we're going into a lot of things that we don't need today. And everybody says, well, why mess with it? But it lets you and I see the obedience of these people and how they obeyed what they were told to do, which helps build our faith. And yet these were people also that when Moses was on the mountain longer than they thought he should be, had a golden calf made, which caused 23,000 of them to be taken. Now, here in chapter 3, and if this oblation be a sacrifice of peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it be a male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. Now, this is the first time in all the offerings that we've read about since we began the book of Exodus where we've seen that they could use a female of anything. Now, but the female has to be as just as the male was, without blemish. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar around about. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And Aaron's son shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. 6. And if his offering for a sacrifice of peace offering unto the Lord be of the flock, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. If he offer a lamb for his offering, then he shall offer it before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron's son shall sprinkle the blood thereof around about the altar. And he shall offer the sacrifice of the peace offering, an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat thereof, and the whole rump. It shall he take off hard by the backbone, and the fat there that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards. And the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away, and the priest shall burn it upon the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire unto the Lord. And if his offering be a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of it, kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle the blood thereof upon the altar round about. And he shall offer thereof his offering, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord. The fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul, above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away, and the priest shall burn them upon the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire for a sweet savor. All the fat is the Lord's. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings, that ye eat neither fat nor blood. Think about this. All of these different offerings, but they all have to be handled in a certain way, and God is telling them every bit of it, just exactly. And then we come to the end of chapter 3 there, where he's telling them that it shall be a perpetual statute for your generations. Now this is for their generations. Throughout all your dwellings, that means every one of them, that you eat neither fat nor blood. They can't eat any of that. He's letting them know. I'm going to stop here. And we're going to rest for a little while from the offerings, because there's still more of it to come. But I want you to know what has been going on since the beginning of time. We've been through Genesis, Exodus, now we're in Leviticus. And right now, Exodus and this, these people are still on this journey. Think about that. But we're going to be getting into some other things here in Leviticus. It's not all going to be all about this. But we're seeing them in their obedience and all. And two, we need to really see that it means every one of them, not just those that choose to do so. It's to be in every dwelling, every one of their homes. That means all of them. Today, we have a choice. We can either go with the Word of God, or we can go the ways of this world and with Satan. It's our choice. And some try to walk with one foot in this world and one foot in righteousness. That won't work. You have either got to be one way or the other. There's no in between. It is strictly one or the other. You will either serve the Lord Jesus Christ or else you will be serving Satan. No other way. Now, we have certain things to do, yes. To be forgiven for your sins, we don't have to go out here and kill something and build a fire and an altar and burn it. No. The Lord Jesus Christ became our sacrifice. He died, shed his blood, and he did it on his own. And he did it so you and I could have life here on earth and have it more abundant, but mainly because we can also have life eternal with him in heaven. Now, with us, there will be a time if we stay with him, we stay with the Lord God Almighty, and we enter, born again, children of God, then when he comes back to this earth to set up his thousand-year millennial reign, we're going to be coming with him, and we're going to live back on this earth 1,000 years again. But it sure won't be nothing like it is now, or back then either. Because he will be our king, and he will be King of Kings. And as the word tells us, he will rule with a rod of iron. We've got a lot to be thankful for. We need to be thanking God every day, thanking that we have life, thanking that we have food to eat, thanking we have a place to stay, thanking that we have clothes on our back, thanking that we have his word, thanking that we have the Lord Jesus Christ, thanking that we have the Holy Spirit. You see, we've got an awful lot to be thankful for and to praise his holy name about. Praise him because he loved us so much. He loved us so much that he sent his only son to die so we could have eternal life with him in heaven. Glory be unto him. And may he use you and I here on this earth to fulfill the things he wants done before he comes back to establish his kingdom. And before he comes back for the church. Because you see, he's coming back for the church before he comes back that second time. But when he comes after the church, he's just not coming all the way back to the earth. The church is going to meet him in the air. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we do thank you for this word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we do thank you for your love. I pray that you will use us in great and mighty ways to be of help in bringing the lost from the field of harvest unto the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, so that they too can have eternal life. And Father, for those out there today that are walking in sickness and disease, crippled, blind, and deaf, I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch them with that healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ that was given to them at the cross. Because we are told in God's word that we are healed by his stripes. Accept it. Stand on it. Believe it. It may not happen right that instant, but if you will continue to believe and stand on it, you will see it come about. And I'm asking those that may hear this, accept it and believe it. It's God's word. Look it up for yourself in his holy word, the Holy Bible. It's there, just as I told you. By his stripes we are healed. Given to us over 2,000 years ago by a man that loved us enough to go to the cross and give his life so that we can have life. Father, watch over us this evening. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And Father, when we lay down tonight, may we rest in peace, wake refreshed come morning, and be back into your word at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, all. God bless. Have a good evening and a great night. And God willing, we can be together at 10 in the morning. Good night, all.